This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. Hey, Dan here. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about a live recording of this podcast that we're doing in New York City on March 28th. I will be interviewing two frequent flyers from this show, the legendary meditation teacher Joseph Goldstein, who will be just coming off a three-month solo silent meditation retreat, and Dr. Mark Epstein, a Buddhist therapist and best-selling author. The event will actually be a celebration of the 10th anniversary of my first book, 10% Happier, and a percentage of the proceeds will go to the New York Insight Meditation Center. Come early if you want for a VIP guided meditation and Q&A with me. Thanks to our friends over at Audible for sponsoring this show and the event. Tickets on sale right now at symphonyspace.org. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Friday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. This week, we're looking at how to prepare your mind to handle literally anything that might come up. We know nothing is permanent. That's a hard fact to take in and to live with if you're really open to it. But there are ways to gain some confidence and some equanimity, even in the face of relentless change. And our teacher du jour, Matthew Hepburn, is here to help us with that. He's on staff over on the 10% Happier app. He's also taught in prisons, schools, and corporate events. And he's a great guy. I've known him for years. Here we go now with Matthew Hepburn.
Hi, this is Matthew. One of my most influential teachers, Narayan Liebenson, at times describes the confidence she's developed from a lifetime of meditation practice as feeling dauntless. What she means is that if we don't know how we're going to face the challenges life will inevitably throw at us, thinking about our future is going to feel daunting. But when we've learned the meditative approach of taking it one moment at a time, we begin to recognize that we can take on anything life throws at us, come what may, as she likes to say. Let's dive in. Settle into a posture that feels stable and firmly rooted, whether standing, sitting, or lying down. You can let the eyes close gently or keep them slightly open if you choose. For the next few minutes, you can put down the past and the future. Just relax and feel the body relaxing. Here you are. The meditative approach to life is about simply responding to whatever's happening in this very moment. You can start by getting into your own mindfulness groove. Turn your attention to something here in the present moment. Whether that's hearing sounds or feeling the breath, choose one area of experience as your touchstone. Let yourself relax and turn your full attention there for a few moments right now. What's the mind doing now? whether it's enjoyable, unnerving, or even boring. Trust that you can respond by gently allowing a slightly deeper breath and beginning again. What's happening in the body? Is there unnecessary tension that can be released? Or maybe there's a subtle mental resentment about a nagging area of discomfort. Can you add just a sliver more acceptance and letting go into the mix? Whatever happens in any moment, no matter how big or small, when you take the meditative approach, you can always make it through to the other side, come what may. Take a moment here, quietly breathing and touching into your own sense of confidence that you can meet whatever life brings. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if they've been closed. Thanks for your practice. You got this. See you next time.
Thank you, Matthew. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.